Hello, everybody. Good morning and afternoon. Today is August 3rd. Hope everyone had a good week and weekend. Here's everything we got done last week and currently what's going on this week and beyond at Narrative Declaration. First things first, just going to keep everyone updated on a few things. I'm going to get my face drilled in. basically, I got some infection stuff long ago, like a good chunk of years ago. I had like an infection very back. In the back jaw portion or whatever, and had an infection there, and I try to creep up and, you know, eat my brain. And so now some trouble spots like that have happened again. So I went to a dentist and stuff for checkups and cleaning and everything. And they're like, hey, I found that. So I'm like, oh, let's not have that, shall we? So we got to do some fun stuff. So I'll be on the 3rd and the 5th. This week. So on August 3rd and August 5th, I will be mostly just out of things. So I'm doing this before I even have to go to it. So I can quickly try to get this done, send this to you guys and blah, blah, blah. Real quick, just to kind of summarize, cause I do need to quickly get out the door and go to them. Gen Con was last week. So if you guys got to see Thurston and go say hi when he was at the Paizo booth, sorry if he wasn't there all the time. Like, we didn't really arrange anything to kind of like try to give him dedicated time or whatever. He's there to do Paizo job stuff, so he's not able to, you know, just set aside stuff for Narrative Declaration stuff. So Thurston is if you got to see Thurston there and go say hi to him and talk about the show, I'm pretty sure he absolutely loved it. But of course, we have several things that we want to do this week. And of course, Thurston has another business trip that's happening next week. And then other people are free this week. And then Thurston goes back. Thurston's back on another week. And then Hokie's away the week after that. And then it's like people are here, people are away. People are here, people are away. Like, just stacking up on the weeks. But after August and after like the first-ish week of September, like after September 12th, everyone should be back and ready to go. And then we start back with Chaos Odyssey recordings and continue on with Rock Grind and all that other stuff. So we should be good to go at that point. Whisperwood should be good here on August 8th. But of course, you know, if my condition after being, you know, stabbed in the face a whole bunch, it impairs my ability to talk or do anything, then I'll let everyone know saying, hey, sorry, they put holes in my face. I can't talk. So me trying to game master and do all this is going to suck. So I'm not obviously going to do it. And then we would delay it to be August 22nd at that point to do the following bi-weekly recording bit. So that's that. Big update on the book that we're trying to do. We're trying to make a Rock Grind bestiary. While we're doing a bestiary instead of a lore book thing, to summarize quickly, doing a whole lore setting book. As much as we can combine all the stuff that we currently have and do some edits to it and try to make it all nice and fancy and off we go, we can definitely do that. But we want to do it right if we are going to contribute to this much effort into something. And setting books get a lot more difficult because there's just a lot more intricacies to it. For bestiaries, normally you just worry more about the stat blocks and the bits of lore that you want to give each creature or monster. That, not to mention, we want to add NPCs to it, want to make sure we get certain lore things that are special to the World of Tyne and all that stuff, and get that ready so you guys as players and game masters have something more to use that's more substantial instead of just, here's a setting that I one day want to play a game in, right? Because if we want to do a setting, we want to do stuff like, what if you want to be a delver? What if you want to be this? And what do you want to go to this area? We got to like flesh all that out and do all the logistics of that. So we're currently going through all of the logistics behind the scenes. All last week I was going through a bunch. Like, I have my little my notepad with me, and I've gone through pages of to-do lists. I've gone back and forth and everything. Like, if I like, you're not gonna be able to see me open it and go through it or anything, but if I kind of open up real quick, go to to-do list. Open, you rat bastard. Right, let's see. Got a meeting. Establish all the meeting stuff. Go through editor job applications, which I've done that. I do like a little annual report thing to the Narrative Declaration crew, going like, hey, this is how well we've done. This is what people say on Patreon, blah, 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 blah. Just let everybody know what's going on because they're part of the team too. And I got to make pitch decks for stuff. I got to get social reports to a whole bunch of other people. I got to organize all the Imperium Maledictum stuff. Because one of the things that we want to do is try to do stuff early for Imperium Maledictum. Like, we want to do like the starter kit or some of the earlier adventures and get some simple stuff going for that. just so we can, for one, test things out and see if the character concepts we have work well, make sure, you know, we like the characters that we're playing, the build, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. So in September, we should be looking into that and figuring that out. So also organize my book meeting with Thurston and all of them. So that's planned out later on in the month because I'm going to give Thurston some time to like relax after his multiple business trips. So hopefully he can chill out for that. Playing one-shot recordings, I've done that. We got Dungeon Crawl Classics going on August 19th and the 24th. That's currently planned. Not everyone's been able to confirm because everyone's been out and about in the world and stuff, not been able to really sit down and check their calendars, but we should be good to go. There's a very free week from what I understand. And of course, if anything changes, I'll always update you guys as much as I can. I got to make a bunch of thumbnails, especially for Whisperwood. I got to try a different thumbnail designs because, you know, we got to play the YouTube game and be like, what interesting thumbnails can we do? Because I understand it's convenient to see thumbnail number. You know exactly what it is, but we kind of need to make it more interesting and a bit more dynamic. So people going through YouTube will go, oh, this looks cool. And then see all the awesome work we do and stuff. And look at like the structure of the video, see what we can do to improve it, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, more views, more people means more money. That means I get to pay artists more, get more artists, and we get to support more people. Doctor's appointment, already did all that. Okay, I've already done all the project management stuff there. I got to update all the Forge VTT modules that we have and get all that going. So that's just on my to-do list to do. I'm going to send stuff to sponsorships and stuff. Get that figured out. I got Mikura now working on Whisperwood animations for Animatics and stuff. I think she's currently is finishing the last two for a Chaos Odyssey. So we'll be switching to Whisperwood animations to help boost up the show a lot because usually the shorts kind of help convert over to long form views in some capacity and really helps people know, hey, we exist. And we really appreciate when people come over and say hi. I got to check in with Odo about merch because I think Odo made a I Have Many Secret shirt and she wants to make various ones for every one of the crew. I need to check in with our merch partner on some of the other fantastic art pieces that you guys did. Some of you guys in the community did to check in on how those merch pieces are going. And of course, on my agenda is to remaster the Perfection Infection adventure that we have to kind of get it up to snuff with Pathfinder 2nd Edition Remaster. Kind of get all the stuff there fixed up and also kind of go through the adventure and be like, what edits do we need to make to kind of make this flow better? Try to get like some feedback from you guys if you've ever ran it. So I would really, really appreciate that. And of course, I've already picked out all the people for the editor assistants and stuff for the clippings and the compilation editor and stuff like that. So that is all of that so far. I got other pages and stuff, but some of it's not stuff I can share with you. So that is all I've been going through. So that's the update for everything for that. Sorry if there's not going to be a transcript on this because I got to go like super quick here. So thank you guys so much for your support. Sorry for the quick talk things and all that. We got things planned out. We're getting things rolling again. This month's still going to be a bit of a lull, but Whisperwood should, if my face is not too harmed, should be good to go. We should be able to do some Dungeon Crawl Classics. We plan to do that as a stream just to kind of experiment because one of the things that we're suffering with is that we are a non-Dungeons & Dragons channel. I think that's one of our kind of appeals is that, hey, we do not play Dungeons & Dragons. We play other things. But our other things is kind of D&D adjacent of like, we play Pathfinder. It's another medieval fantasy thing. Yippee. But we also play Warhammer. And a lot of people seem to really like that we play Warhammer. And we also want to play other games. Dungeon Crawl Classics was a good example of that to see just how we could do with these other types of systems. So people joining in for that have been absolutely lovely. And we want to see how it does via live streaming. Via live streaming, doing things as public, showing people with that. The 18 Omens thing was also an example of that, which I think was a phenomenal episode. But of course, digesting 5 hours of a show is rough for people. Like, I think next time for our sponsorship for that, I'll be like, hey, if it's long, let's propose that we cut this up. Let's cut this up so it's more digestible in a way, because we might be suffering here if we're not able, if people can't sit down for the full 5 hours. But we also want to distribute it as like an audiobook, right? To be like, oh, here's like a horror, you know, audiobook like experience and stuff, and do it that way so you have it all in one. So there's a yin and yang for it. You know, a lot of people, when they look at 5 hours on YouTube, they're like, ooh, I don't think I can figure that out, which I know it's convenient for people who do like that stuff. It doesn't help us. it harms the channel in a good chunk of ways. So we gotta figure that out to where it still works for you guys, but also still doesn't harm us in the long run. So that went out, in which Paizo, when they reviewed it and stuff, were very much happy with it. So, and we're really excited, 18 Omens and stuff, because we want to play more of it. So we would actually like to play a lot more of it. And that's pretty much it. Like Thurston's going to be away. He was already at Gen Con. Hope you guys got to say hi at Thurston at Gen Con. If you were able to find him or see him at the Paizo booth, I know he wasn't going to be there all the time, but it'd be, for those of you who were able to catch him, I'm pretty sure you appreciated it. Of you talking about the show and tell him how much of a great job he always does. And of course he's going to be away next week. He's currently going to be back either today or tomorrow. More than likely he will be officially back tomorrow for me. And I'm just going to let him rest. I'm like, hey, you just got off a business trip. You're going to back on another one. It's going to be torture if I try to do anything right now. So you go chill out. And when he's back, we should be able to have our big old book meeting, kind of get all the rest of the structure done. Because all last week, I was doing nothing but spreadsheets, nothing but planning for the bestiary book, all that fun stuff, and getting all of that ready. So that's all I've been doing. All I've been doing is planning all of that, doing all the to-do this stuff that I put down there. I bought a lot of extra other stuff. There's a lot of other maintenance things I need to get on. But I'll try to do that while I'm recovering in my comfy recliner on my laptop. So hopefully we're good to go there. Thank you all so much for your support and everything, your continued support. And we will be back definitely in full strength later on in September. Just unfortunately, a lot of business trips and vacations happen. It's con season. It happens every year for us. And of course, you know, it's vacation time. Best time for a lot of people to go out and enjoy life. So that's just unfortunately the way of life. So thank you guys so much for your continued support, and I will see you next week.